Hi, y'all, and welcome. It's been a while since I've done a Blog Talk Radio, and so I forgot that the English lady likes to go on and say Blog Talk Radio first. Well, I am going to be putting on my list of things for the new year to make sure that I get my blogs out on Blog Talk Radio. They're going to be short at first because I am putting my blogs on Facebook, attempting to write a blog every day. If you want to find us at Mother Moon Monastery and Herb Farm. Also, videos on the Real Witches of Orange County on YouTube. All different kinds of things. So I'm starting out full tilt boogie with my north node is in the third house this year, and I am offering some really fun and exciting things. So today's blog talk is going to be a short one, just 15 minutes, maybe even less, and it's just an idea for you to see what kind of blogs I write on Facebook, and if they are things that you would be interested in. So my sweet little kiss, my tiny little kiss to you today begins now. The heart of the earth. Thinking more and more about my personal responsibility to create my own little life while Darth Vader Pluto is conquering the old power over system in Cappy, occurring just outside the gates of Mother Moon Monastery and Herb Farm today, I'm asking myself that old weathered question. Am I living a life I love? And am I living it powerfully? For I believe that if I am, then I am serving the all in love. I've been asking this question of myself daily since my old est days. I had an appointment with my second nodal return / kundalini rising once upon a time. Nodal returns come to us every 19 years or so. I did not call it such on my first or my second, but this time as I prepare for my imminent north node of the moon's natal placement, I am doing so with eyes wide open. The two previous of my little life were as profound could be, and I have nothing but gratefulness when I ponder them. The north node of the moon in our astrological charts is our higher self's nudge to do our mission in a given lifetime. The south node is our foundation, our starting place, our past lifetime's accomplishments, and is meant to be our springboard towards our new, fresh trajectory. Many astrologers will say that the south node is karma and the north node is dharma. I like to see it all as one great tapestry that is our work of art, and use the south node strengths and achievements as the basis for setting myself up for North Node success. It is my ground of being, so to speak. Having a South Node in earthy Taurus, I get to keep going back to what works for me, what refreshes me, what I value, my personal resourcefulness, and most of all, my garden. This is where I find my solace, my contentment. A north node in Occultis Scorpio ventures into the darkness of discovery, and rediscovery, and can be rather unwieldy for me without the light of the main mother to catch me when I get too enmeshed in the spooks of Hecate's realm. It's a balancing act. And this is why I take grounding time to be with my dirt, the goats, the seed catalogs, and the herb teas that grow at my feet. It seems a dichotomy, being an urban farmer and a tarot astrology advisor, but it's the most natural thing of all. For the Taurus-Scorpio axis lays it out all precisely. Are you curious about your personal nodal axis? These are the who am I and why am I here questions. You can use the internet to get your natal chart and find these placements. It is here where you will begin to see your higher self has blueprinted for your success in this lifetime. You can also look at your present solar return to see where you are currently in this big scheme of things. In the burgeoning age of Aquarius, the house that rules astrology, we will all be uncovering this ancient wisdom once again. If you would like to take this contemplation into a deeper realm by having discussions around your natal chart, we are extending our offer of 4 one-hour sessions for $25 each, prepaid at $100 until the Chinese New Year in February. If you desire to continue as a student of Mother Moon Monastery and Herb Farm, you can keep this special offer price indefinitely if you check in a minimum of once a month for your session. These one-hour sessions can be used for readings, mentoring, classes, astrology, tarot, and astrological auspicious days. We take appointments 7 days a week from 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and the hours will change and extend in the late spring. You can come here in person to Mother Moon Monastery and Herb Farm, or over Skype anywhere in the world. If you would like to begin your new year celebrating Saturn's ingress into Sagittarius and learning, then email us at nannycrone@cox.net. That's N as in Nancy A, N as in Nancy Y, C as in cat, R-O-N as in Nancy E, at Cox, C-O-X.net. Or you can personal message me on Facebook at Jacqueline Dubois for more details. Also, our website is themoonmother.net. It's here that you can access our YouTube channel. We have videos on our urban homestead. We're part of the urban homestead movement, where our desire is to become as self-sufficient city dwellers, becoming as self-sufficient as we can as we rediscover our roots. And if you're in this same process, you can come and learn along right with us, making our own kombucha, growing our own herbs, making our own tinctures, herbal infusions, growing our own food, having our own little micro farm, mini farm, raising goats, Nigerian dwarfs that are tiny enough to be in your backyard and not very loud among all the different species of goats that you can choose. How we're milking our own goats, making our own goat's milk kefir, raising rabbits, chickens, practicing long-term food storage, while at the same time utilizing our gifts as married readers and advisors, mentors since 1977. My husband and I, my husband who is a psychic medium, and myself, a teacher of the occult mysteries, all of these things we invite you to look in on through our Blog Talk Radio show, through our YouTube channel, or through local friends here in San Clemente. We invite you to begin community with us as we offer part of our land that we have here as a community garden for locals. Our dream and our goal is to create a food forest here. Well, that's about it for today. We will be extending our broadcasts again and going out into a half an hour, but this is our first for our new year of 2015. We love you, we pray for you, and covet your prayers for us as well. Love and bless, bless. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.